All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Third Thoughts Podcast. This week, Brennan and I are here to talk about Invincible Season 2. I'm so excited. Brantley, how have you been the last few weeks? We've been catching up on Invincible, but this is hype. Yes. I'm so excited to finally talk about this show.
Yeah, bro. I mean, through all the breaks and the mid-season breaks and, you know, I'll say probably just, I mean, we'll get into it, but the slower start to the season.
Yeah.
I think I really ended up enjoying the season and I'm excited to see kind of where it goes from here.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I don't know, like, I was really nervous, you know, for a majority of this season, and then I kind of started catching up the last few weeks, and it's safe to say it delivered for me, at least. We'll start talking spoiler-free, and then we'll get into the finale, and then we'll get into the season as a whole, and then we'll end off by talking about season one versus season two, and then, obviously, the confirmed season three. But to start off, Brantley, what did you think about the season as a whole without getting into any spoilers?
Man, I thought the season was really good. Like I said, I think after episode probably three.
Yeah, I agree.
The show really kicks into high gear. Like once a certain moment happens at the midseason, like kind of finale, after that it just takes off from there. I really like how this season really got me with I was kind of surprised how much they kind of slowed things down. We had like, a lot of like personal intimate character moments, and I really enjoyed those moments. Kind of, you know, there's just story. I mean, of course, there's a storyline with Mark and Amber. I thought that was really well executed, and like a lot more like emotional than I expected. Like, it got more of a response to me than what I expected, especially compared to how their story was in season one. So just stuff like that, and even the stuff with William and I'm forgetting the guy's name, but the guy that you know, I don't know if I can. That's a spoiler, but yeah, like
oh yeah.
So like even that situation, like that was just like in Donald. And stuff like that. Like
yes. That, oh my God. Donald, yeah. Dude, that whole like idea, like the thing that like that consistent storyline throughout the film. And that like, honestly, I guess I can say this is that idea of what makes a human, like that's one of the most compelling side stories in any media I've seen recently. Like it is phenomenal.
No, definitely. You know, really the whole like season, I was thinking about it. Like, I think the whole season kind of centers around like humanity. Cause you have like that storyline, you know, with like kind of what does it mean to be human, but also with like, the Vulture might stuff like that. It's kind of like, is humanity kind of worth like saving or whatnot? So yeah. It's like, you know, I think it's just a lot. So I really just liked how kind of like thematically like rich the season was compared to season one.
It's genuinely surprising to me. Like, I think it starts so slow, but I really enjoy the fact that when it kicks into high gear, it kicks into high gear with every single storyline. Like, it actually feels like every single storyline is working. And I think the biggest problem with the first two and honestly three episodes, like you said, was it's so slow, and it's also just not like super, like it's not like magnificent in any regard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if like the first two to three episodes, and I hate to be so blunt here, but it is a step down from season one in my opinion.
Oh, definitely. And I would definitely agree. I think when this show starts off, like for like especially how long we have to wait for the season two, like,
yeah,
when I was watching it, like I was like, man, like, this is not really kind of what I expected. That's really why I put the show kind of on pause, because, like I said, because I only watched the first three when it was first, before the midseason break, and then I just caught up with, like, within, like, the past week.
Yeah.
For, like, episodes 4 through 8, so, I mean, like, I would say, like, my engagement was a little down after kind of the start to the season, and then of course like the break, I was like, now there's no reason for me to watch the finale, I can just wait until it comes back. But I think, you know, I like I said, after that point, like after episode 4, it really just it goes up.
Yeah, honestly, I think my only problem with the show is how, and I talked about this in my Patreon exclusive review, but like, it just takes such a step down in terms of quality on a story level within the first two episodes that I had no desire. So you said, you know, you binged on last week, like starting from episode 4. I watched episode 1. I did a reaction to it, as you can check out on the YouTube channel. I started episode 2, and then I was like, no, I don't really like. I was like 20 minutes in, and I was like, this isn't it. Like, I was like, I'll wait till the show comes back. And then it came back, and I was like, I guess I'll wait till the finale. Like, I kept pushing it off. But then Dang. I started watching like one or two episodes, and then Brantley and I were kind of brainstorming podcast ideas, and we thought, you know, we don't really get to talk about Invincible like that. So let me watch it, and, you know, I might hate it. I'll at least talk about why I hate it. But yeah. I ended up really, really liking it. Before we get into talking about spoilers in the season finale, I do want to give the people a little bit of context. What are your thoughts on season one? Because I know we have very similar thoughts, but kind of just to get it out there, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like most folks, I think season one really blew me away. Like, I remember leading up to the show releasing, like, I was kind of starting to get, like, familiar with it. Like, I was, okay, this seems like a cool comic that they're basing this off of and whatnot, like the source material. But after season one was done, man, I mean, I was blown away. I mean, that finale, man, like, probably, like, I mean, in terms of, like, first watch of a finale, probably one of my favorites. Like,
just one of the greatest of all time, dude.
Like, it was so good, man. So, I mean, my hype going into season two was really... It was at a high. I mean, I will say, with the long wait, it did kind of go down over time, just because I kind of was forgetting that the show even, like, existed. But, you know, aside from that, I mean, I was really excited going into the season.
Yeah, I completely agree. For me, basically the same thing. I was really, like, I was genuinely getting so excited for the lead up because I had a lot of like interesting press opportunity with Invincible and like New York Comic Con. Like, they really ramped up the promotion up to the like pinnacle of the show coming out. And then the second that they announced it was going to be two different parts, all of my hype went away. I was so pissed, and I still stand by this. And I think you agree with me is that a show that is 8 episodes long should never, ever, ever be split into two parts. It just needs to be all released at once at a later date. We already waited 3 years. There was no need to make us wait another in between. And I was so pissed off. But that was another reason why I didn't check it out. I was like, I'm not going to let them do this to me. Like, I'm a paying customer of Amazon Prime Video. Like, I do not appreciate this treatment as a fan. And I mean, dude, it was just annoying as hell. And I was like, come on. Like, yeah. Is that really how we're going to be Invincible? Like, they have such a strong fan base, both comic and show base, that like they could really do whatever they want, and they decide to split up into two. That was just so frustrating to me.
Yeah, bro. Especially with like, I mean, I guess the suspected, but seemingly kind of confirmed like reasoning why they split it up for the ads and whatnot. I thought that was a really like messed up move, which, you know, corporations are going to be corporations. It's like, it's unfortunate, but yeah.
Dude, I like started watching the second half of the season, and I was like, why the hell are there ads on my Prime Video? And then I realized, I was like, oh, that's what they meant by that article. I was like, that show was so annoying. And it's okay. Like, again, corporates are corporates. I don't think that was Robert Kirkman's decision. Like, I mean, he probably wanted to split it up, but maybe like not have that much of a hiatus or something like that, you know, because like obviously part of it does have to do with the animation, which, I mean, looking at it, and I think you'd agree with me on this one too, the second half of the season looks way better than the first half of the season.
Yes, sir. I was like, bro, what, like, they actually, like, you know, like, because when the first half, I really did not know as much of a difference. But the second half, I was like, there's some shots, like, even, like, the lighting and stuff like that, the way light looks and stuff like
Oh, yeah.
Like, it looks way crispier, bro.
And that finale, dude, no spoilers just yet, but I'll go as far as to say there's a lot of different environments. And it genuinely blew me away, and I was like, wow, like, now, imagine if they had taken all of that time that they had for the hiatus too and just released season, like the beginning of the season later. Like, I feel like that would have been just a way better move in my personal opinion, but I don't know. I mean, I think that's basically all we can really say without giving spoilers away. So if you haven't seen Invincible and you don't want to get spoiled, you can check out my free review on Patreon right now. But we're going to, for more thoughts, but we're going to get into full talking spoilers here, starting off with the season finale. So I guess kind of just to run it down, basically the show culminates. We'll talk about the season as a whole in just a second here, but just to kind of get the hype off our chest. Basically, I'm forgetting his name. His name is Armstrong or something, right?
Yeah, Angstrom Levy.
Angstrom Levy, yeah, not Armstrong. The fuck? Angstrom Levy. He's like a multiversal villain who is pretty much like, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't seen the first two episodes in a long time, but the multiverse stuff was in the first two episodes. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then after that, it basically doesn't go anywhere. Like, you don't see the multiversal elements for most of the season. And then he kind of comes back at the end of episode 7, episode 8, you get that, and then you get the threatening of Mark's family, and then you get just a bunch of multiversal things that allows for kind of like spread out, also allows for a little bit of fan service, also allows for just good storytelling in terms of connecting all of our characters that we've learned about. And it really just brings back pretty much a full circle moment from the beginning of the season. For me, actually, we'll start with you. Actually, we'll start with you because I have a lot of thoughts. So what did you think about the season finale? You could talk about whatever the hell you want because we're in spoiler territory now.
I thought it was really good. I mean, again, I like Ingstrom Levy as like an antagonist. I will say, though, like, I like what they did with the finale with kind of like his flashback and stuff like that and seeing like why he has this anger towards Mark or whatnot, like kind of expanding upon what was in the first two episodes. But I do wish that we kind of got that drawn out throughout the season more than just in this finale. Because I feel like in this finale, they kind of like, to me, I mean, yeah, he had his time in the first two episodes, but still feel like to me they kind of crammed some of his like character like development in this finale. Yeah. And I kind of wish we kind of got to see more throughout the season, especially when Broke was gone for like three episodes. Like, non-existent for three episodes.
Bro, he was non-existent for a majority of the season, I think.
No, for real. So I'm like, that's the only thing that kind of threw me off is him being reintroduced at like in the finale is like the big bad, like, you know, the exclamation point for the season. I thought it was kind of like a little odd when Bro was he was absent for a good chunk of the season. So I kind of wish they just kind of used him a bit more throughout the season. But aside from that, I thought, I mean, their fight was cool. You know,
the Fortnite gun was sick as hell.
Yeah, like the whole like put a mark through the different multiverses and whatnot. That was dope too. You know, we got the off-brand Spider-Man off-brand.
That was sick though. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of liked it.
You know, I thought it was really cool. So I mean, I thought overall the fight was cool, and of course, it ending with Mark, you know, murdering him. I thought that was a great moment. I like how they really just made that feel like a big deal because it is, especially when he's been against, you know, his whole stance is against killing. Since I mean season one, so overall I thought it was a great finale. Not better than season one's in my opinion, but you know, still,
I agree.
Still a great finale.
I think throughout the entirety of the season finale, and honestly throughout the entirety of this show, my biggest frustration is that I feel like the pinnacle of the finale is like a third of the way through the episode, and I don't know how much I like that. Like, I feel like it ends so quickly, and then you're kind of stuck wrapping things up, but also it just all feels very like slow, and you're like, oh, this is a season finale, but like you know what I mean? Like, it's just odd pacing throughout the entirety of the episode. And I think season one also had that problem, but season one was also a completely different type of show. Like, I read this on Twitter from someone, and someone was like, season one is like basically a murder mystery with superheroes, and season two is a world building, like just lore based show. And so I find the differences to be interesting because you also see that in the finale with, by the end of the finale, you've explored so much in the multiverse. You know, we've seen these alternate versions of Rex and Eve, and like you see all these cool different possibilities. And then you get back to the real world, and then you kind of, you see the Omni-Man tease, the Allen tease, like there's all of these different things. And you're kind of like, I just wanted more. Like, I feel like we wasted so much time this season, and like so much of the dilly-dallying. Like, I understand the college story was really important for Mark, but you really could have had him break up with Amber like four episodes into the season. I'm so serious. Like, I didn't connect to the struggle of him balancing his superhero and regular life. I didn't bite on that one. I really didn't, because it felt too similar. Like, I know it's inspired by Spider-Man, you know, like obviously, like that's the basis of all of the double identity heroes, but I didn't bite on it. It didn't really work for me. And I feel like we really could have allocated time to our Angstrom. We could have allocated a lot more time to Debbie. And I feel like we could have allocated so much more time to Omni-Man, because they really could have played the card here of making him the likable, unlikable hero. Like, we know how villainous he is, but I'm not going to lie to you, and this might be a crazy statement, I did feel slightly sympathetic for him. Like, I did feel like it, in the sense of like, okay, he started a new family. Like, bro, this is really, like, I don't think what he did to Debbie and Invincible was deserved. Like, no, listen. Okay, listen. I know this sounds crazy, but listen, I don't think what he did to them was right. But I'm saying that he started a new life with these people, and the Viltrumites came for him, and they killed all of those other people. And now he's getting the death penalty for it. I think 100% he deserves the death penalty, but I think the idea of giving him a family and then giving Debbie the kid that he had with another like alien species, like all of that is so compelling to me, so much more compelling than the college storyline. And I also realized the college storyline is the only reason why we got that. What's that white kid's name? The one that has the guy. You were talking about it earlier, but you couldn't mention the name.
Yeah, I actually just forgot his name earlier.
Okay, yeah. So but that, you know, that storyline and the stuff with Donald, it's like all that takes place within the college environment. So I think that is obviously necessary, but I really think we could have focused a lot more time, like, especially earlier in the season. Earlier in the season, it felt like we were dilly-dallying for way too long. I think episode one was a great introduction. Episode one was like probably the best way that they could have continued from season two. Season one. Like season one was absolutely insane. And so they followed it up in an amazing way, in my opinion. But it was also just slow in terms of like, okay, where do you go from here? Like you give us so much of Angstrom, you give us so much of this multiversal stuff in episode one, and then episode two doesn't really follow through on most of that. And then episode three completely switches gears. Episode four switches gears once again. So it's like there felt to be no consistency. And then I think the back half is focused though. Like I think after we have that hiatus, oh shit gets good. It gets really, really good. Like
no, definitely.
I think every episode in the back half is better than every episode of the first half. That's just
for sure. Well, I don't know. I think episode four is really good.
Wait, so episode four is the one where he has to protect the alien people from the Vultramites?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Episode four is pretty damn good. You're right. Here's the thing. That's also, it worked in their favor because that was a finale-esque episode. Like, they could pace it like a finale.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that might be better than the actual finale in my own cap.
I don't know. You know what episode was really good? The one with the female Vultramite. Where,
like, bro, yeah, I was about to talk about that because I was going to say that one was episode crazy. Seven, right? Okay, so this is why I really like the storyline with Mark and Amber, because I feel like that kind of first interaction with, I think her name's like Anissa, when she first gets there.
I feel like
that scene would not have been as effective if it wasn't like built up properly, bro. Like that scene was so crazy to me. When she came like that, and she's I don't know. To me, that adds to her overall just presence so much. And like, I just feel like if the Mark and Amber stuff wasn't like really a thing throughout the season, it wouldn't have like really held that much weight.
I agree. Actually, yeah, I agree with that one, dude. That moment, like, I think honestly, that moment was better than any like Spider-Man's villains threatening MJ or so. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like the way that they like showed fear in that sequence was brilliant. I've never seen anything like it. And Anissa is just a really, you know, I read the stuff, I saw the stuff on Twitter about the comics, and like,
yeah, I know, did not put that in the show.
Yeah, no, I know how crazy it gets. But I also think like that storyline is really interesting for a weaker Mark, like in terms of like a mentally weaker Mark. Of, I mean, I think like male victims of sexual assault, like I think that is like a interesting story to go. But I don't think the execution would work. I don't think it would work at all. Like, oh, no, I think the idea though would have worked really well. And I honestly, I'm glad that, like Lee said, I'm glad they didn't show it, because I feel like I already got that feeling from the scene. Like, she was beating that boy up. Like, she was getting cooked. And I felt like the mental like degradation of Mark, like throughout the entirety of that sequence. And I was like, yeah, this guy is cooked. Like, there's no, it was really well executed.
Yeah, but no, I agree. No, my thing, like, I think the storyline would have been interesting for sure, like, if they put it in the show. I think it could have definitely been, like, kind of gave the show a different kind of layer and level of nuance. But I just, the only reason I'm having they put it in the show is because, like, I just know, like, just the internet, bro. Like, I hate having, like, the internet.
Oh, effect.
Like, art, but, like, I just know it would just not fare well. Just, like, because, dude, people are hyping this. Well, it sucks, but, like, I don't know another reason. Like, not hyping it up. People are talking about this scene since, like, season one, like, oh, wait till we get to this part. Like, I remember seeing, like, panels in the comments.
Yeah, crazy. Dude,
literally, during season one, I remember being on Twitter, and like, it was, like, that panel of, like, it was just her, I guess, looking over Mark or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait till we get to this part, or how will they adapt this? It was, like, a big talking point. So I'm happy they just kind of, like, they're like, fuck it, we're not going to give you weirdos, like, any ammunition. We're not going to do it at all. So it's just,
no,
like,
I only learned about it after the fact, and I was like, what the hell? I was like, there is no, I was like, where, like, I'm like, I was like, so is that it? Like, is that, no, like, is that, like, so is there, is she part of the story more, or is that her main part? Like, I don't really
know. I'm not sure. All I know is that just that particular, like, situation, like, what she does to him. But
Okay, I don't know much past. Because I know, because I read the whole. I ended up reading that like section of the panel because it has a lot to do with like him and Eve's relationship. Because it happens when him and Eve are like married and not married, but like they're like together. So I was thinking that maybe there's another part later in the comics that has to do with it as well, but I don't know for sure. But I mean, I think the whole like the comic really plays it off well in terms of like how Mark has to like break the news to Eve and stuff like that. Like it's heartbreaking stuff. And again, they could have executed it well. I just don't think it would have fit here. Like, I don't think there was any more space for it. And I'm so glad that they didn't try to like just shove it in because it really would have taken away from like, it was a good way to just like make Mark feel much weaker again. And that's really all we need. Like, that's all the show is really trying to show is like Mark is not as strong as we think. And it's because he won't kill.
No, facts. No, definitely. I think like the emphasis of him not like killing him, I think it plays such a big part. I mean, especially with the finale. Yeah. Like you said, like that moment where he like, you know, freaking just beats the crap out of.
Yeah. Bro hits the I thought he was stronger. I thought you was stronger. I'm like, dude, that's crazy. Like, it was just, nuts. I was like, dude. And the way that the camera works in that scene, like, where he's like punching him and the blood keeps covering him and they start slowly covering the camera. I just think the camera work in second half of season two. Remember, oh my God, we were talking about this with X-Men 97. In the last podcast episode, we had mentioned X-Men 97's camera looks like a real life camera capturing animated things. Like you see the camera, like real camera techniques that are used that you would see in like live action. Dude, second half of this season, I really saw that. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like I felt the rack focus. I felt the power zoom ins. It didn't feel, a lot of sequences didn't feel animated to me because like they were always so fluid. They were always giving us something like unique in terms of, okay, like this character can do this that we haven't seen. And the way that they exemplify powers is way cooler in the second half of season two. And honestly, it just frustrates me because I'm like, you know, as a whole, I really like season two. I just think I like season one more because cohesively, it's just a better project, like in my opinion.
No, Oh, you mean compared to season one?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually I would, yeah, because really season one, I think I would say like, I think anytime I think about season one, I think about like the great moments, the highlights so much. But I do like there are kind of some duds in there, bro. So it's like
really,
for me, like season one, like to me, like it's a good season for sure. But I mean, like there is a section I would say like I don't know, like that middle chunk of the season one is kind of uninteresting in my opinion. And they kind of picks up like 7 and 8. But like,
are you talking about like the Mahershala Ali episode with the character and then like the like big tiger dude? Are you talking about that stuff?
Well, I just think even when he goes to like the Mars, like Mars and stuff like that whole just, I don't know, none of that stuff was like, it was cool at the time for sure. Like, and it wasn't bad. It was not fun. It was like fun to watch, but it wasn't like nothing I was like, for me to like chew on, I would say, like in that middle chunk of the season.
So now the question is, are we taking, I guess, a weaker initial two episodes or honestly three episodes, or are we taking the duds in the middle? Because I would say I think the highs of season one are higher than the highs of season two.
Oh, for sure. That's the only thing. Like, it's tough, but because season two, I think, is a better overall season, though. But it's, I think, dude, it's tough. Like, because it's like, yeah, but like, if I had to pick one to keep or some shit, like, I gotta like, take season one. Just like those, there's just certain moments in there. I'm like, they're just fine, bro. Like that finale.
Yeah.
It's just the highs are too high in my opinion. Like season two does not have highs that touch those in my opinion. Like
I think the best moments of season two just get undermined by how rushed it all feels. Like I do feel like season two felt really rushed. So. Because, again, I feel like they wasted so much time within the first 2 to 3 episodes that when you get into the back half, there's so many storylines going on that I will say they're definitely more confident in the stories they're telling in season two. Like the stuff about being a real human and human experiences and all that kind of stuff. Like season one doesn't touch the thematic elements of season two, in my opinion, at all whatsoever.
Yeah. Wait, you said season two doesn't match?
No. I don't think season one touches like season two like thematic elements.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Season two is definitely like way more richer in that front, in my opinion. Yeah, I would say it's a touch on a lot more. I mean, as we kind of touched on, I don't know, man, but I think overall, I'm taking
season one, I think.
Yeah, I think I just have to still like just for the moment. I think season two was good. But I would say it didn't have too many moments that I was like really just like wow, like any kind of like wow factor, like yeah, it just didn't have that wow factor. Like for me, it was like a solid season of television. Like that's what I would say season two was. But yeah,
I think season two is like the season two of Succession. You know, like in comparison to the rest of the show, like I think season two of Succession is amazing, but in comparison to the rest of the show, like it's a season. You know, it works great for character development. It does build the world a lot. Like season two of Succession builds the world a lot, but I think at the end of the day, it's focused on more so building the future of the show. Like there are so many moments from season two that are like, it really does feel like they're just setting up for season three, in my opinion, at least. Like, and did you see that tweet about that the thing that Robert Kirkman said that we want to make every episode in season three feel like a finale? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's mad, dude. I mean, hopefully they can live up to the hype. I mean, because
hopefully they can make a new season. You know, like no fact, 10 exactly. Fucking years.
Yeah. What, it already got renewed for season three, right? Well, season three's already basically
They were making it together. Like they were making it together, but I'm like, bro, like knowing how long it took for season two, it's like, come on, like you know, yeah, that shit's gonna take at least another 3-4 years, bro.
But if they are making it together, I mean, maybe we'll get it probably maybe middle of next
year. Apparently they're saying next year. That's what they're saying, but I don't know how much I believe that. Because like if we're looking at future Prime release slate, I guess, I mean the boys is in a few months, which is crazy. The Bear is in two months, by the way. The Bear and the Boys is in 2 months.
Well, the Bear is in Prime though.
Oh shit! Yeah, sorry. I just got. Yeah, you're right. That's Hulu and FX. I was just thinking about shows in general. But yeah, no, like The Boys, and then Gen V had got delayed, so they might give Invincible that release spot.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, Gen V had been forced due to that actor's passing.
Yeah,
that guy passed. You watched Gen V? Was he like a player? Like he was a major character in the show?
He was. I'm pretty sure they were all supposed to be in The Boys season four. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, dang.
And unless he was like
a major character for Gen V, though? Like the
Yeah. He's like in the main group of people. Like he's in the main four characters. Like it's, I don't know what they're going to do because I don't think they can kill him off in the show. I think they're just going to have to recast him. I think so. But I guess, I mean, they'll see. I think that's probably what they're deciding right now is do we want to rewrite or do we want to. Dude, rewriting might just cost them too much money. That's the thing, is because it's done. Like the season's done being written. So I doubt they can. And the thing is, if they rewrite this, they might have to rewrite The Boys season five because they're all connected.
Oh,
so,
is The Boys getting a season five? Like,
yeah, no, it's confirmed. It's confirmed.
Dang.
So basically it goes season four. And then Gen V season two. Dude, you gotta watch Gen V season one. It's actually so good.
Yeah, I heard it was good. Like, because really, I'm not gonna lie, going into it, like, I was excited for it, but I don't know. I thought it was maybe gonna be fun. But people said it's actually really good. So.
Oh, no, I didn't watch it until I caught up like the week of the finale. Like, after the finale came out, I caught up and I watched it all together, and I absolutely love it. Honestly, I'm interested to see what route Invincible goes down because of The Boys, because it's like, obviously, like, Invincible's still, like, what, like, a season or two behind The Boys, but I still think that they can really, really, like, ramp it up and, like, within the fourth and fifth season and kind of expand out. Like, there's so much lore. Like, dude, I think Alan is such a cool character, and I think Alan has so much potential for a spinoff show. Just in terms of, like, intergalactic travel, I think that would be such a cool, like, miniseries to make. That's just one thing off the top of my dome, but, like, Dude, I love Alan, bro. Alan's so, he's chill like that, bro. I love him.
Alan is fire, bro. I mean, even his little, like, when he, like, fought, well, kind of semi-fought, like, Anissa or, like, or Anissa.
Oh, Anissa, like, yeah.
And then, yeah, like, it was cool. I mean, now he like, has, like, the power of, like, a Voltron, right? So, okay, also going back to episode 7, I know, like, dude, like, the way, like, they really are building up, I just love how, like, they consistently, like, keep the Voltron as it's, like,
oh yeah, that threat. Right? Oh yeah,
yeah. That shit's like, crazy. Like, this is there, bro. Like, Cecil's like, Mark has an 18% chance of survival.
I know.
And like, and like, they can't do anything about, like, nothing can even defeat her. In fact, there's a whole like nation of these people is insane,
dude. And the fact that like the fact that they're building up this story in the background, like, all like, dude, Cecil doesn't know anything about this whole like Alan and Omni-Man, like. Like, all of this stuff is still in the shadows. And, like...
Well, no, he knows about Omni-Man and stuff like that.
No. He doesn't know about the execution. He doesn't know about anything regarding the Voltramites. He doesn't know anything about the other planet stuff other than the kid. Like, there's so much stuff that's still unanswered for humans. And they're building up this massive Viltrumite war. And so, like, okay, do you think... I don't know. I'm not really, like, tapped in the comics. I read Volume 1, Family Matters. But, like, that's basically it of my knowledge. But, like... Are we seeing a Viltrumite war next season, or are we kind of like, or is that still like a season or two away, do you think?
Yeah, I wonder, bro, because that's my Invincible. Like, I'm vaguely familiar with the comics, but like, honestly, I wasn't for now trying to like avoid, but I'll see like stuff on Twitter and stuff like that, panels and whatnot. Because I know it's like that one, I'm pretty sure you've seen like that one like old Viltrumite dude, like the glove.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, he looks like a badass.
He looks tough. He looks so tough.
I know he's going to be crazy. Whenever he gets introduced, bro, like, I know he's about to be insane, but
there's so many things that like I'm just like, how? And like, I mean, the fact that Robert Kirkman was like, oh, we want to make every episode of season 3 feel like a finale, I know they're gonna go crazy. I know they're gonna do some insane stuff.
Like, I don't know where the story's gonna go, but I do kind of hope, like, I mean, I don't know how much longer, like, how much more material there is to adapt, but like, I really do hope that we like hone in on the Voltramite stuff soon, because
apparently,
like,
there's so much material. Like, we're not, I don't even know how far we get into, I don't know how deep we are into the comics. I haven't seen any tweets about it. But remember last season, everyone was like, we're not even like halfway through Competitive 1.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. Let me look it up right now.
I do hope that the Voltramite stuff is more front and center soon. Because like, and to me, I mean, that's obviously the most interesting part of the show. Like, for me, is just like, just them and like, just, I don't know, like seeing them fight and interact with Mark and whatnot. I just think it's really cool. But yeah. What'd you find?
Okay, so it's saying that he has a story to tell. So if a season takes, so apparently the first, whoa. Oh my God. Wait, okay. I gotta hone in on this one because someone said if it's 50 chapters, it takes 50. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, so it said that 3 months ago, some guy said, how far does season 2 cover in the comics? Trying to buy comics up to that point. Some guy said, right now it's up to issue 25, something in the 20s. So your cheapest option would be buy compendium
C1,
1 through 50. So they're saying max, it's going to go up to, oh my God, it's only up to chapter 40-ish, bro. It says season 2, oh my God, it says season 2, episode 5 ends before the first compendium.
Jeez.
Oh, and my God. There's like 4, I think. It says the season finale of season 2 is in issue 35. Not sure what that means for compendiums, and that is the main plot points. And it apparently the show has stayed pretty true to it, but it seems like the smaller plot points are much more shuffled. Someone said, like, can we start from around issue 30? So apparently the main storyline is the same as the comics, but I'm assuming stuff probably like the Donald storyline and then maybe like the Eve and Mark storyline and Amber and Mark storyline. I'm assuming that stuff is shuffled around, but the main Viltrumite stuff with his dad, the execution, Alan, all that kind of stuff. Because remember in the beginning of the season when they originally like kill Alan, that's like a panel straight from the comics. Like, they took it straight from the comics. And so I'm assuming that main storyline is what's staying true. So it says we're like sub 50 chapters in, basically, which is fucking crazy.
Crazy, bro.
dude, we're not even at blue suit yet. I thought we were going to get the blue and black suit this season because of the title cards, but no.
Low key, I was wondering, like, when does bro get the blue and black suit? Because I've seen.
Like, I was thinking it was going to be in the season finale, but then I realized, I was like, we don't have time for that shit.
It's like that's no crazy. Yeah, no, it's mad. Like, how much more, like, dude, like, yeah. I mean, if this is fully adapted, bro, like, man, which I think there's a decent chance I think it will.
Oh, they're saying, dude, Robert Kirkman's saying full adaptation, by the way.
I mean, he might as well, bro. Bro did it with The Walking Dead. He can do it here, I'm pretty sure, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for them to go all the way, bro, because I think comic. So what I read from what I've read on Twitter, comic readers like season two over season one, actually, which is really interesting. But I get it. Like, again, aside from those really, like, I think episode one is actually really interesting. I just think it doesn't work in terms of it's just too slow. And then I think episode two is too slow. Episode three ramps it up a little, but episode four is where it really takes it to another notch. But like, I think my standard I think my expectations were just like way too high. Like, I think I was really just like, I was just too cooked. Like, I was like,
yeah, I don't know though. I won't say that was like your fault though, because even like, I mean, even going to like an animation standpoint, bro, like nothing in this season was touching that like Comic-Con teaser that they had.
Yeah, like,
yeah. Like that was beautiful. This show gets nowhere close to that. Like,
yeah,
I don't know where the animation is. I don't know why they just tease it like that. That was crazy.
Yeah, I agree, dude. I don't know, like. I think they just showed us the best animation parts of it, and then they were kind of like, okay, like that's not the whole show, guys. like it is just kind of how it felt for me, and that's okay. You know, you're gonna advertise the best aspects of your show, but it was just kind of frustrating, especially because they were like, oh, we're taking all this time to change the animation so much, but it didn't really feel like that until like the last three episodes to me.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know, like. Dude, season finale looked really good.
Oh, for sure. You know, season finale looked very, very nice. I would say, like, the fight with Levy, bro, like, I mean, I thought it was a cool fight, but, like, I don't know, just again, like, nothing was touching, like, even the action moments from season one, like, in my opinion. Like, maybe it's just, like, the nostalgia for, because, like, that's our first time, like, with these characters and, like, those certain moments. Maybe that's, like, kind of has, like, warp my perception of season one, and maybe it's not that good as like I like remember it being, but like, bro, I don't know, just nothing in this season was like really blowing me away.
Yeah, I'm honestly just frustrated with the whole idea of like season one looked okay and season two, it was just like the finale was carried by the finale. Okay, most of the show is carried by the shock factor. Let's be so honest with ourselves. But I think the shock factor plays well into like the story shock factor. You know what I mean? Not just like the gore of it. But like, I will say this season relied so much less on visual shock factor. I think so. Like, I think season one, you know, we just weren't really expecting like obviously Omni-Man to slaughter the Guardians. We weren't expecting that season finale. Like, it was like so much blood. But like, really, in the season finale, aside from Angstrom's death, the most gory thing that happened was like Debbie breaking her arm, which was still really scary because she's just a human being. But like you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't really as reliant on like just blood everywhere.
Oh, no, definitely. And I agree. I think the season's definitely a lot more like story focused for sure. And yeah, it wasn't those like super just crazy. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I thought there was some crazy moments. But I think at a certain point, I think like season one kind of like, I think the shot fighter wasn't there in my opinion because like we kind of know what we're like
doing now. Yeah.
Because season one, because there was crazy stuff, bro. Like that scene, because we haven't talked like where like the villain, it was like the lizard guy's people attack and like the guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like, dude, that was gruesome as hell. And she can't,
dude, where she like expands inside of the body. Holy shit.
Like, that was insane.
I forgot about that. I'm not going to lie. What the? And dude, and then Rex getting shot in the head.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, honestly, Rex's story was also really good. Dude, honestly.
I love Rex Blood.
Dude, bro, maybe. Dude, and honestly, the voice actor, I saw people shitting on him on Twitter, but I kind of like him.
I think he fits the character very well. He has like that kind of like cocky like, asshole. Yeah. Like, voice. And honestly, Rex Ford, his art, I don't know. I'm a sucker for a good, like, asshole, goes into a good guy.
Nice guy, kind of, yeah.
Like, and I literally love what they did with him. He's like, that scene where he's talking to Eva and whatnot, I thought that was really cool. So I really enjoyed Rex Ford throughout this season.
Dude, honestly, oh my god, I'm low-key convincing myself that season 2 is better than season 1. okay, I'll put it this way. I think season 1 was more shocking than season 2. I think season 2 was better written. That's all I got. I think season 2 is like, I think it's better written. I think the animation is overall better. And I think that, I think also part of me liking season 1 so much is just nostalgia, bro. Like that, like,
yeah, nothing same here. Beats, I can't even lie. Definitely some nostalgia.
But I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, just to kind of end it off, you know, what are we thinking going into season 3? What are we thinking?
I'm very excited. I think like what the show has going for it, I think it's still good. You know, granted, I think this season for the fan base is probably a bit more rocky with the breaks and whatnot. But overall, I mean, I think that this show definitely has my interest like at a high level again. So I'm very excited to see where season 3 goes. Of course, I think, you know, once X-Men 97 wraps up, it's going to be the obvious comparison. But that's another show. It seems like it's going in a pretty good direction. I haven't watched the newest episode yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen the newest episode either, but we will tap in.
Yeah, bro. So I'm very excited. And hopefully, maybe they cook up the live-action movie, bro, at some point.
For Invincible. Dude, I'm scared for that, bro. I don't know what they're going to do, bro. But no, I'm excited. I think there's a lot of interesting possibilities for the future of this season. And I mean the future of the show, sorry. And I don't know. I think we're in a good spot. Like, I think season 2 really is a nice world building season that manages to, it really touches the heart with the thematic elements that season 1 doesn't get close to for me personally. But yeah, I mean, any last thoughts to kind of wrap it up?
Yeah, man, I think it's a great season. I'm excited. Of course, like you mentioned earlier, we got the boys coming up.
Yeah,
this summer.
So, yeah, yeah. So early June, dude. And so is the Bear. I'm like, we have so many shows to cover. Shogun's about to end.
I gotta catch up on Shogun too,
dude. I gotta catch up on Shogun, bro. It's so I mean, I guess, dude. Like, my only thing with Shogun so far is it's just so slow. But I'm gonna work on it. If honestly. We'll say this on the podcast right now. If we catch up on it by the time it's done, we'll do a podcast dedicated to it. But I doubt we're going to be able to finish it because X-Men 97 is honestly for me more of a priority. Like, I'm more interested in X-Men 97 at least. And then once we get into June, we're cooked. Like, the boys and the Bear. Oh my god, you need to finish the Bear season 2.
Yeah, I still finish season 2 of the Bear, but yeah, I mean, I'll wrap that up before season 3. And
yeah,
the boys.
Yeah, the boys is, dude, the boys is always wicked like that. I love talking about the boys. So for the boys and the Bear, dude, summer's gonna be crazy for content. There's gonna be so much stuff. So I mean, for the podcast, we're either gonna add an episode every week, so 2 episodes a week, or we will just talk about the episodes every single week within a big episode. So we'll figure something out. But I'm excited again. So kind of like my final thoughts, I guess, I fucking love this show. I was a hater for the first half of this season, I'm not going to lie. One of my friends that watches the show, shout out Jake, he was like, Aryan, you got to tap in. He's like, episode 4 gets crazy. I'm like, no, it's ass. I'm not going to watch it. I was like, no, like, trust. Like, it's dog water. And then I watched it and I was like, yeah, no, it's good. So I'm glad I tapped in. I'm glad I caved in. But still pissed off about the season splitting thing. If they do that again next season, I'll still be just as mad. I don't care. I'm a paying customer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that is just annoying. But yeah, I mean, I guess that wraps up our thoughts on Invincible season 2, spoiler and spoiler free, obviously. Thank you guys so much for all the support on the podcast. I know we missed last week, but I got busy and hectic. I was in New York for a day. Then we got back, homework, exams, you know how it is. So
Yeah, busy man, bro.
Yeah, the Monkey Man review, Monkey Man interview, Monkey Man everything. Monkey Man's in theaters last weekend when this podcast comes out, so go watch that too. Awesome movie. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on right now. So I will, we'll keep you guys updated on the podcast, but look out for a new episode next week, hopefully, but we'll see you guys next weekend. Peace.